Northlakes Endocrinology. This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. John Burgess calling. I'd like to make an appointment, please.
Okay. Have you seen our doctors before?
No.
Okay.
Referral from a local doctor, yeah.
Okay. So did you get a text message from us?
Yep.
To call and book?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. What was your date of birth, please, John?
24/10/1950.
All right. And which doctor were you booking in with?
Dr. DePaoli.
DePaoli, okay. I'll just see if I can access your referral and see what I can find for you. Do you mind holding a moment?
No, fine.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for waiting. I'm sorry to keep you. So I have your referral here. I've just been looking for an appointment. There is a note from the doctor, though, that says that she would like some updated bloods. So have you had any recent bloods with your GP?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
You have? When was the last time you had them done? Do you know, just roughly?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to make a note of that. All right, so I can book you in. All of the doctors are booked out now until next year. She has the 5th of February at 2:20.
That's a bit difficult because this is depending on my truck license.
Okay. When is it? When does it need to be reviewed?
It expires on the 2nd of December.
Okay. Yeah, that's not very much time. Let me have another look just to be sure. She is off for an entire month as well. Oh, actually, she's not here in December. So, yeah, that only gives us 2 weeks, one and a half weeks. Just double-checking to see what I can do.
Thank you. So it's just an update for a license, like a multi-combination license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you get the 75, you got to go to this bloody check thing. But she wasn't qualified to tick the heavy vehicle license.
Yeah, yeah. You have to do it 12 monthly now, don't you?
Yeah, but I think once I get the pass by your doctor there, I don't have to. They can do it from then on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, this doctor that you've been referred to, she is off all of December, so she really only has next week, and it's completely booked.
And then you're another doctor.
I can get it triaged by another doctor to see if they can see you. It's not likely that they're going to be able to see you by the 2nd of December, though. Just because everyone's booking into February and March next year now, because we do close for 2 weeks as well.
Yeah.
So probably, not really sure. So I can give it to another doctor and we can try. But yeah, as I said, it's not very likely. I would probably recommend getting in touch with your GP and letting them know and see if they can offer any solutions to you. Otherwise, I can go ahead and book the appointment for next year. Mm. And we can call you if there's any cancellations.
Mm. Oh, I've got to get it. It's just affecting my, I just need it. I just got to have it.
Yeah, I understand.
Just got to have it. Mm.
Yeah.
I can't wait till February.
Yeah, so what would you like to do in this instance?
Not sure.
Okay.
I don't know if you can just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can just put me down any cancellations, please give me a call.
Yep, so we'll have to book the appointment for you in order for you to register on the wait list.
Yeah, all right, so we'll do that.
Do you want me to book February?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's have a look here. All right, so I know that you may be arranging something else, but I do need to tell you the details of the appointment. So it'll be Thursday the 5th of February at 2:20, and the fees will be $390 to $490 depending on how complex your case is and how long the appointment goes for, but we will process a Medicare claim for you on the day to get the rebate.
Okay, so is that private health as well? You don't get any?
No, you don't get private Medicare health back claim. On special, just the Medicare rebate you'll get back.
Oh yeah.
Yep, yeah. Private health won't cover outpatient specialist appointments.
Yeah, off that price.
Yes, that's right. So you pay $390 and you'll get back $151. If you pay $490, you'll get back $265.
Yep. So what's the difference in that consultation price? Why is that range there?
So the two costs, $390 is a standard consultation, just standard medical needs, and the $490 is if you have complex comorbidities or if the appointment goes for a long time, if you have a lot of things that you need to discuss.
So
the doctor has to make that decision throughout the appointment which category that falls into for Medicare.
Mm. Yep. No, that's all right.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and I've booked this in for you. I'll send you a text message to confirm it if you want to have a think about it and let us know, but I'll pop you on the wait list as well.
Yeah, all right, so I'll get the details on a text from you now, and we'll go from there, so hopefully get a cancellation.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, we'll be in touch with you, definitely.
Yeah, all right, thanks so much for your help.
That's okay, no worries.
Good on you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.